This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and it's time to chat some swimming today. And we're going to be chatting to the person whose story we shared last week here on the podcast, Arlene Ayoub, joining us. And a fantastic story it was. If you missed it, just go back a few episodes. Definitely worth the listen. But Arlene's got some great swim tips to share with us today as well. Before we get into that as well, I just want to say a massive thank you to each and every one of our patrons here at the Kona Edge. And if you haven't checked out our patron page on the Kona Edge website, you can check out the Hall of Fame. Just head over to thekonaedge.com/patrons with an S on the end. You can check them out there. And yeah, we've got a couple of more patrons this week. Just so you know, we are almost halfway to the funding goal of me being able to cover the costs of running this podcast sort of from a hosting perspective and all of that. So if you would like to support the podcast, if you're enjoying what we're doing here at the Kona Edge, I'd really appreciate it if you head over to thekonaedge.com/support. That's the URL to get to. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to be chatting some swimming, and then stick around till the end because I've got a chance for you to win. It's time for today's Coach's Corner. If you're an athlete looking for a coach, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, we've got access to some of the best triathlon and Ironman coaches around. If you'd like to find out more or hook up with one of our coaches, whether you need help with a swim, bike, run, or nutrition, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. You can get all the details there. Check out all the coaches that we've got access to. And don't forget, too, if you are a coach and you would like to get access to the podcast and get a bit of a plug on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to that same URL, okay? It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and you can get all the details there. So that's thekonaedge.com/coaching. We head to a pretty chilly Montreal in Canada, and when I think snow, I don't think swimming, so I'm massive respect for everybody who trains in icy cold conditions, particularly when they have to get into the pool. And it's a great pleasure to welcome back onto the podcast Arlene Ayoub. Arlene, welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, nice to talk to you again.
Arlene, massive respect to you. I struggle at the best of times in the middle of summer to wake up early and going swim. I don't know how you do it when it's icy cold. That is for me a new level of crazy, to be honest. Is it challenging for you, or is it just par for the course? It's normal.
Oh, it's immensely challenging for me because we have to get up at 5 and it's dark. And it's probably something like minus 20 outside, and you get to the pool and it's still cold and dark. And, you know, we're finished swimming by 7, and then your day starts. So the swimming is definitely my least favorite part of the training. And I have to talk to myself a lot of mornings to get out of bed when I'm nice cozy under the sheets.
Some severe negotiations to get to go to the pool. As far as over time and improvements on your swim, what are some of the things that you've done over time that you think have moved the needle and improved your swim?
Well, you know, I don't think there's any magic. I need to swim more. Swimming is not, I think we tend to do the things we like the best. So running is my favorite, and then the biking and the swimming comes last, unfortunately. So I need to put it in my head that I got to swim more often.
It's yeah.
If my swim coach heard me, she might be very happy for me to say that. But the other thing about the swim is if I make a point to swim in my warm-up with either bands on my feet or a low pool buoy, then it really gets me thinking about rotating and keeping my core strong. So I notice that I'm not equal on both sides So that's proved to be beneficial for me.
Just getting it sort of in your head at the start, even though it's something you were aware of all the time, it's just a reminder before you start that session.
Yeah, it's a reminder, and because in the heat of the training, if I haven't kind of imprinted where I'm supposed to be in terms of rotation, you sort of get going with the speed and you forget about the basics. So that kind of exercise brings me back to the basics.
What are you struggling on in the water right now? What are some of the things you're working on?
Well, I learned to swim very late in life, so I'm not terribly comfortable in the water. In fact, I started with quite a big fear of the water. Having got through that and swimming in the pool, I think the biggest struggle for me is that it's not terribly enjoyable all the time. It feels like work. So it's so subtle. You know, you can change one little thing and it'll make a huge difference. But you look at other people and you think you're doing the same thing as they are, and you're not, obviously, because you're not swimming at the same speed. So I think I'm struggling with what my own body is doing. I have to be more perceptive of my stroke, of my body position, of my kick. So it's a constant. I can't when I'm running, I can sort of just enjoy it and get into that bubble. In swimming, I can't. It's a constant awareness where my arm is, where my hips are, am I breathing both sides? I'm constantly thinking.
You mentioned your swim coach, so you've obviously got some help there. Have you found it helpful having somebody on deck to sort of point things out to you? Have you done any video analysis, that sort of thing, in your career?
Yes, and we have a great coach who's got the eyes of an eagle, and she watches each and every one of us, and she we're strictly triathletes, so we're not doing all of the strokes. And she's a triathlete, so it's super because she's been in the races and she knows what we're up against. And yeah, she can pinpoint what we need to be doing on an individual basis, and that's hugely helpful. Yeah. The videotaping is very humbling because, as I said, you think you're doing one thing and then you look at yourself on the video.
Yeah.
So that's a great tool for collection.
The amount of people who have said to me they think they swim like Michael Phelps until they see themselves on television, it's mind-blowing. Arlene, as much as you say it's hard work getting in the pool and swimming, are there certain workouts that you love doing? What are your favorite swim workouts?
Well, I love using the paddles. Anything with the paddles. I like the upper body work because we don't do very much upper body work otherwise. And I just feel like I can really isolate my stroke, where my elbow is, and my pull. So anything to do with paddles is great. We also do a lot of sculling. We've done sculling on our front, on our back, and that, you know, it's a challenge for your body to kind of find where your arms are supposed to be to keep you moving forward. So it's a great proprioception exercise. So those are fun types of exercises that challenge you and helps your body to think in different ways.
Mm. Yeah, it mixes things up a bit and makes it interesting, which is, I think, important in the pool to alleviate that boredom and just break things up a bit. But you're getting great benefit from it too. Ollie and Ayoub, thank you so much for your time once again here on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. I look forward to chatting about your bike next time out.
Okay.
And that's it for another edition of the Kone Edge. Before I go, though, if you're struggling with your swim and you need some help, be sure to check out the little guide that I put together. It's called The Swim Killers, the four most common things that age groupers do that really impact their swim, how to fix them, and how you can shave minutes off your time. If you want to find out what those swim killers are, the website to get to is thekoneedge.com/swimkillers, all one word. That's thekoneedge.com/swimkillers. Got some cool things coming up on our Facebook group, not the page, not that the page is not cool, but it's all going to be happening within the group, okay? So make sure you go check it out. That's thekoneedge.com/Facebook. It'll direct you straight to Facebook. The URL for the group is long. There's numbers. I can't remember it, and I'm definitely not going to share it with you. So I've made it easy. Just head over to thekoneedge.com/Facebook. It's as simple as that. Go check it out. Until next time, from myself, Brad Brown, cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kone Edge. If you want to improve your swim, be sure to check out our next free live online swim seminar. Get to thekoneedge.com/swimseminar to sign up now.